Deborah, you got involved on the website at rachelglamorgan.com about the University Hospital Wales turning 50. Tell us your memories of the University Hospital Wales opening in 1971.
I was in Albany Road Junior School, and obviously at the time the dual carriageway and the University Hospital Wales were opened by Her Majesty the Queen. So they had a thing, they put all our names in a hat, mine was drawn out with a couple of others, and we actually stood on the dual carriageway and saw the Queen arrive and cut the ribbon. See, from there, she went to the University Hospital of Wales and opened that. We stood with our flags waving.
You had a commemorative envelope. Tell us more about that. Describe it to us.
My mother worked for the hospital. She was working in CRI. And when the University Hospital was opening, she transferred. She worked in the anaesthetic department. And at the time, because it was all new with the University Hospital of Wales, they had commemorative envelopes. So my mother purchased, I believe it was, the envelopes, and she sent them in the post, myself and my brother. So it's actually stamped the date that the hospital opened. So it's just a commemorative one, and it's just a raise sort of with the hospital on, just commemorating, you know, saying it was the starting of the new hospital.
And you've worked at the hospital for the last 24 years, am I right?
Yeah, been working now at the University Hospital for the last 24 years. The first 4 years was in medical records, working in the evening, pulling notes. And for the last 20 years, working as an admin assistant for the smoking cessation counsellor in the smoking cessation clinic here.
How have you seen the hospital change over the last years?
Loads of new buildings. I mean, I don't even know half the hospital. My mother, she worked for the hospital for about 40 years. And I remember as a kid, she used to take us through all the underground paths up to different ways. I have no idea. But yeah, it's changed so much, and so much has been built up now compared to when, you know, when I was younger.
I remember the only underground bit I know is from coming up through the concourse, and then you take the lift and there you are at the bottom of B block. That's the only bit I know.
And obviously, working for smoking cessation, I remember they had a smoking room in the old concourse. You used to fight to get through with all this types of smoke, you know? How that's changed now, you know, with no smoking anywhere, really.
Deborah, it's been fantastic to speak to you. Great that you've shared your memories with us, and have a lovely day.
That's lovely.